I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Associated Press reports a Boko Haram mastermind is getting life in prison for his terrorist activities in Nigeria. Earlier this year, a Nigerian court convicted the man for his role in the 2011 Christmas Day church bombings. Boko Haram attacks contribute greatly to Nigeria's number 13 spot on Open Doors World Watch List, a ranking of countries where persecution is most severe. Pray that the sentencing doesn't trigger more persecution against Christians. Next, the holidays are beginning to wind down. There's a new focus with the new year coming. For some, it's getting more engaged with the world at large. Take, for example, Nigeria. There are still a lot of Christians who don't have their own Bible. You can help change that through Christian Resources International. Jason Wolford notes that this is an area where the terrorist group Boko Haram is active.
I'm believing that the word that we are sending there, God's word, is going to get in the hands of one of those or many of those people, and their lives are going to be changed, that they are going to have truly a Paul-type experience.
$50 supplies 150 Bibles and books. We'll connect you through our website, missionnetworknews.org. And as the Christian world celebrates that light that came so long ago, many believers are mourning for those who have no light. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' On Eagle's Wings outreach focuses on First Nation youth who have high levels of drug and alcohol abuse, suicide rates, and violent crime. Ron Hutchcraft's partners use this time of year to bring hope through what else? A party.
There's a gospel Christmas wrap-up to lead them to Christ. There's a response card where they can record commitments to Christ to make Christmas a special time of harvest and spiritual nurture for the young people that they work with.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. We're podcasting on iTunes. Just search for Mission Network News to subscribe for free. I'm Ruth Kramer.